Welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. We are glad you're here. Do you believe in concepts like serendipity and synchronicity? Nick and I do, and as it turns out, so does our friend and guest, artist Kelly Joy Ladd. Listen to today's episode of The Dose as we talk about situations with a little bit of magic behind them. Enjoy.
So we've both experienced KJLS recently, and I was wondering if it's a common experience for people who know you.
Yeah.
Which is Kelly Joy Ladd synchronicity. In my case, I was at the Museum of Modern Art. I saw this piece. I'm like, oh my gosh, that reminds me so much of Kelly's style, and there's something about it. And I sent you a picture, and you sent me a picture back that you had been in front of that
piece. Yeah, that she's my favorite artist of all time.
So 2 weeks before. And then, Bob, you had a similar experience.
Yeah, it was that this book that I'm listening to that I was like, Kelly Joy would love this. And then I realized she sends me, I think it was chapter 17 from the book on her second reading through that she's in. So, yeah. So we think, a lot about you, obviously. But the big question is, how much are you thinking about us when
we're not around?
Yeah.
I think about you guys all the time.
Okay, great.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
That's a good answer. Right answer. That was the only right answer. That's
it. No, but as an artist and as a person, do you find that people are doing that a lot? Like they're sending you, hey, I just saw this and it reminded me of something that you did? Or
I do. People send me pictures all the time of like, this reminds me of your work. But do you want to hear the best synchronicity story of all time?
Always.
So I was in college, a freshman year of college, my roommate at the time, they randomly set us together and we became best friends. And so that end of that year, she went back home to Boston. And a couple weeks later, I met my future husband, and he and Katie actually knew each other. They would go to the clubs. I was a bookworm, so I never did anything like that. So I just stayed home and studied while they went into the clubs and had fun. And they met each other there and they became friends and they hung out. Fast forward a few years, Alex and I were getting married and Katie was one of my maids of honors. And I was like, Katie, she was like, where am I going to sit at the wedding? And I was like, you have to sit with Alex's parents. And she's like, oh my God, don't make me do that. I don't want to, why can't I sit with our friends? I'm like, well, that's the only place. I have no other place. I have to sit with them. She's like, oh, please. And I was like, just please do it. So she did. So at the wedding, she runs up to me and she's like, Kelly, you'll never guess what. And I was like, what? She's like, my parents and Alex's parents are friends. And I was like, what? Her parents are from Boston. Alex's parents are from the Dominican Republic. They vacationed together. They were friends. And how it all happened was when Alex's brother was little, he, in Dominican Republic, he touched a big power box and he got electrocuted. And they sent him up to the hospital in Boston, the Shriners Hospital, to get amputated and to, he had to go up multiple times a year for years. Katie's mom was a nurse at that hospital, and they just got to know each other over the years, and they just became really good friends. And so when we went up to visit Katie's mom, her mom pulled out the photo album, and there's Alex's parents, in their photo album. That's awesome. Just, the craziest connections that never in a million years. How the heck did that even happen?
I love those things.
Yeah.
It makes you believe in magic.
Yeah.
Because there are connections like that we haven't discovered yet all over the place. I love it. That's very cool.
Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. Be on the lookout for serendipitous moments that you can share with friends and family. Something reminds you of someone for whatever reason? Send it to them because they'll appreciate it, and really crazy stories and coincidences may come out of it, which are always a good time and magical. Have a great day.